Time for extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Quinn Myers, reporter for Block Club Chicago, joining us this morning. Quinn, let's talk first about the Congress Theater. We've been hearing about this forever, and sounds like now it may actually happen, huh?
It may actually happen. You're right. It's been years and years and years. You know, the Congress Theater on Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square closed down in 2013, so, you know, 13 years ago. It's gotten a lot of city money, and now it's getting a final big loan through the federal government to finally revitalize the theater into a, you know, several thousand person capacity theater, as well as about 16 apartments that are going to be earmarked as affordable, and then a bunch of actual retail space on Milwaukee Avenue there for, you know, arts groups, nonprofits, that sort of thing. They say they're going to break ground as soon as next month, so I'll believe it when I see it, but I hope after all of the delays, it finally does happen.
That would be great. I mean, it once was quite a majestic place. There will be a very interesting baseball game at Wrigley Field this year, May 2nd, for this classic. Tell us about it, Quinn.
That's right. So this is the first ever Chicago HBCU baseball classic, historically black colleges and universities. And two teams are going to play, the Prairie View A&M University Panthers and the Alabama A&M University Bulldogs. They're playing May 2nd, a night game after a afternoon Cubs game. And basically, this is the first time this kind of game has ever happened in Chicago. It's based off the success of the Chicago Football Classic, which is an annual game between two HBCU teams over at Soldier Field every fall. Now they're bringing it to Wrigley Field, which, of course, has a storied legacy for African-American ballplayers. It's actually the only existing Major League stadium where Jackie Robinson played. So there is a lot of black history there, and you know, obviously we are in Black History Month right now.
Yeah, Ernie Banks used to tell the story of chatting with Jackie Robinson. Well, the Congress Theater may be coming back, but it sounds like the double door isn't, huh?
It is not. You know, this is another saga, and I kind of guess it goes to show how hard it is to open and reopen a music venue. But the iconic double door for, you know, forever was in Wicker Park. Famously, the Rolling Stones played a surprise show there. The owner's been trying to reopen up in Uptown for years, got a city grant. Not going to work out through some financing reasons. The grant has been given back to the city, although he is now partnering with the Gallery Cabaret down in Bucktown, which is kind of a local small music venue on Oakley Avenue near Armitage and Western. And they're going to do you know, a bunch of shows there. So there is some life for the double door, but not a standalone double door anytime soon.
And finally, this Southside Girl Scout troop, the number of cookies they sold, this has to go in the Guinness Book of World Records. What do you think?
I think so, too. So this is a real, we need a feel-good story here. This is one. So this Girl Scout group down in Englewood, they needed to sell about 2,000 boxes of cookies to, you know, fund all of their operations, their programming. Their story kind of went viral. They've gotten politicians and all these celebrities to donate. They've sold more than 23,000 boxes of cookies, and, you know, they get about a dollar per box. So that's a significant funding source for this Girl Scout troop down in Englewood on the South Side. Really a feel-good story. You know, readers and viewers all over Chicago really help them to get, you know, blast through their goal of 2,000 boxes.
Does anyone have any idea exactly how they did this? Because, as you say, I mean, the goal was far less.
I think there was just a lot of, you know, we did a story on it, a lot of local media picked it up, and then, you know, social media kind of went to town, and it just kind of went viral. Even Governor Pritzker, I think, has made a donation. People are ordering them online. People are stopping by down in Englewood to buy dozens of boxes at a time, apparently. So it's pretty exciting and good for these, really great for these girls.
Details at blockclubchicago.org. Quinn Myers. Thank you, Quinn. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.